DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 19th of September. Hope you're well. Coming up,
we'll return the residents of the north securely to their homes.
Israel says we're entering a new phase in the Middle East conflict and new research into why migrants are turned off politics. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning, Israel has declared a new phase of the conflict in the Middle East following a second wave of device explosions in Beirut. Israel hasn't officially taken responsibility after pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah militants exploded, causing dozens of deaths. It's thought the IDF is now turning its attention to its northern front with Lebanon. Speaking through a translator, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the protection of citizens is critical.
I've said before, we'll return the residents of the north securely to their homes, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
The Taoiseach is chairing an online safety summit at government buildings today. Simon Harris will be briefed by safety regulators and Gardaí on the progress made to date in implementing the government's new online safety framework. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Speaking ahead of today's summit, the Taoiseach says we have an opportunity to make a difference and get this right, particularly for more vulnerable users like children and young people. Simon Harris says he wants to make sure there's a very clear legal understanding in Ireland and across the EU that the online world doesn't operate in some sort of parallel universe. The obligations that apply offline in terms of abiding by the laws of the land also need to apply online. He says the Online Safety Code and the Digital Services Act are significant tools to make this happen, and we must make sure we're using them effectively.
There's been a sharp rise in demand for support services for victims of human trafficking. Ruhama, the charity supporting women impacted by prostitution and human trafficking, will publish its latest annual report this afternoon. The charity says they've seen a 30% increase in the number of victims looking for help. Barbara Condon, CEO of Ruhama, says the majority of victims are migrant women.
The highest concentration has been from Nigeria, from Brazil and from Zimbabwe. 90% are migrant women, and then the other 10% would be Irish. But we would also have concern about the amount of Irish women that are hidden, because human trafficking is hidden in plain sight.
New research shows anti-migrant violence puts migrants off being involved in politics. The findings, carried out by the Immigrant Council of Ireland, show 18% of migrants running in local elections limited their canvassing because of racism and harassment. 10% of the candidates didn't canvass at all. Teresa Bukowska, political participation coordinator, claims anti-immigrant violence is impacting democracy.
1 in 10 candidates of a migrant background didn't canvass out of fear of violence that might meet them at the election trail. So the violence that we witnessed in the last couple of months impacted our democratic processes and the ability of migrant candidates to run successful election campaigns.
Nursing Homes Ireland is calling for an increase in the Fair Deal scheme in the budget. Fair Deal is a government financial support scheme for people who need long-term nursing home care. The scheme costs the state €1 billion every year and around 23,000 people are enrolled. Tadhg Daly, CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, says a budget increase is essential to meet the needs of an ageing population.
We have had good engagement with the minister over the last number of months. What we need is an additional budgetary increase in the Fair Deal to give confidence to the sector, to give confidence to the operators and the providers and the staff who work in the sector, and to ensure that there is enough capacity to meet the care requirements of our ageing population.
Sean Diddy Combs has been refused bail a second time as he faces several charges, including sex trafficking and firearms offences. A US judge said no conditions could ensure the safety of the community and that the rapper wouldn't tamper with witnesses. The 54-year-old pleaded not guilty after his arrest in New York on Monday. Harvey Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to a new sex crime charge. The disgraced producer is accused of sexually assaulting a woman in a hotel in New York in 2006. The 72-year-old is serving 16 years after being convicted of rape and sexual misconduct, which he's challenging. Another conviction was dismissed in April. Nearly half of business leaders here feel under pressure to integrate AI into their operations. Xplio, an engineering, tech and consulting provider, says almost a third of businesses are using AI but don't understand the full implications of the technology. Global Head of Intelligent Automation Rebecca Keenan says 93% of businesses surveyed believe the benefits of AI outweigh the potential risks.
It's encouraging to see that Irish businesses are increasingly optimistic about the potential of AI. We saw that nearly one in five are seeing no adoption risk, which I'm not too sure I agree with that one, but I guess the overwhelming confidence in AI's benefits outweighing cyber risks really speaks to the growing understanding that with the right safeguards, AI can be a powerful tool for innovation.
In entertainment news, one of the stars of The Inbetweeners has downplayed rumours of a new film. Simon Bird, who played Will in the series, has told Mail Online there are no plans for a reunion anytime soon. He says while the cast would be more than happy to return to their roles, it's up to the writers to decide the next steps. And in sport, in soccer, Liam Scales and Adam Ida ended a 13-year drought of Irish goalscorers in the Champions League last night. They both found the net in Celtic's 5-1 victory at home to Slovan Bratislava. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers was delighted with his side's performance.
I think at this level it's all the big belief games, and it's been really difficult over a long period of time for Celtic at this level. But I want to change that mood and that feeling, and we've worked on that from the beginning of pre-season to get to this point where we can have that belief.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.